New York Governor George Pataki has put into effect a heightened security plan, Operation NYSHIELD, across the state and along the border with Canada. New York City has already been on the highest level of alert since the September 11, 2001 attack on the city. Now, Mr. Pataki says an enhanced security program, Operation NYSHIELD, is in effect. The governor says 20 state agencies have been preparing for Operation NYSHIELD for months. Stressing that no specific threats have been made against New York, Mr. Pataki says it is obvious that the city's many landmarks, including the Statue of Liberty and the Wall Street Financial District, are potential terrorist targets on what he calls the eve of war with Iraq. Mr. Pataki refused to reveal specifics, but he said more than 3,000 National Guard troops have been activated across the state, including along the border with Canada, and that state and local police have added to security at transportation centers, houses of worship, landmarks, and tourist attractions. The governor says the state is prepared for any act of violence that may occur. Within the last day, he says, equipment to deal with hazardous materials has been distributed to every hospital in New York State. Mr. Pataki says environmental monitors are already on the job to detect any biological or chemical agents.
Our civil support team that has the ability, those are the ones in the suits, has been activated again and deployed to go out to monitor, to see what can be done, to see if there are any indications of any biological or chemical concerns. But beyond that, I don't want to comment other than to say that we are doing everything we can to try to be able to detect, prevent, and if, God forbid, something happens, respond as quickly as possible to any chemical or biological threat.
Mr. Pataki urged New Yorkers to continue their lives as usual, but to remain vigilant. Governors along the entire northeastern seaboard of the United States are issuing similar alerts. Tunnels and bridges are under increasing surveillance, as are nuclear power plants and government buildings. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.